New Year's Day, a day just like any other. Yet I'm always under the impression that the turn of the year is something special and that I have to spend it in an exceptional and memorable way. As we say, jak na nový rok, tak po celý rok. In other words, how you spend New Year's Day is an indication of what the whole year will be like. Although I'm not very superstitious, I still try to abide by that saying. After all, the next 12 months of my life are at stake. Naturally, I want to start the new year the right way and with a clear mind. At the same time, though, I want to have fun while waiting for its arrival. That in itself is quite a difficult task. First of all, New Year celebrations tend to be boring as you are forced to stay awake and wait for the moment to come. To kill time, you have a few drinks, which makes it difficult to start the first day of the year with a clear head. For many years now, I've been escaping the end-of-the-year madness by going to the mountains. Here, I find it easier to start the new year according to my plan. First of all, I try to spend the last hours of the day outside and come home as late as possible. That makes the waiting considerably shorter. But what is really important is New Year's Day itself, which indicates what the upcoming year will look like. First of all, I want to look well, which can be rather difficult after a few days spent in a cottage with no running water. I also want to stay healthy, which involves eating apples for breakfast, although I feel like having scrambled eggs after a night of drinking. And then there is the compulsory walk in the fresh air, whatever the weather. It may be snowing heavily or pouring with rain, but the new year wouldn't be successful without a proper walk. The most important thing, however, is the lentil soup. According to tradition, eating lentils on New Year's Day secures money throughout the year. Who would resist such an easy formula for prosperity? So far, I haven't noticed any major changes, but who knows where I would have been if I hadn't eaten my share. So, what will 2008 be like, I wonder? As I came down with a cold just a few days before New Year's Day, it looks like a sore throat, runny nose and greasy hair for me. And no money, I am afraid, as I ran out of lentils and felt too weak to search for a shop that would be open on the 1st of January. There is one good thing, though. I saw the New Year Inn with tea and honey, so my mind might stay clear. And what about my New Year's resolution? Relax and don't try to look too far ahead into the future.
My thanks to Ruth Frankova.